8 years ago, the Supreme Court refused to allow Food and Drug Administration oversight of tobacco. Legislation to change that has been in play ever since. Proponents hope a democratically controlled House of Representatives will generate movement on the long-stalled issue. The Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says federal oversight should address products designed to appeal to younger customers. The group's research director, Danny McGoldrick, says one example is colored fruit-flavored cigarettes.
It's really crazy. The FDA regulates food, drugs, cosmetics like lipstick, and even dog food. But the tobacco companies are protected from regulation by the FDA, so they're able to introduce these new products based solely on their interests without regard to public health.
In a written statement, Philip Morris said it supports current programs designed to curb tobacco sales to minors. As for future federal regulation, the company supports standards allowing continued marketing of what it referred to as reduced harm products. McGoldrick from Tobacco Free Kids says light cigarettes aim to keep current smokers hooked with claims of lower tar and less nicotine. Neither the House nor Senate tobacco regulatory bills have enough sponsors to withstand any potential veto. The current administration is reviewing the proposals. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.